Graham, I think a lot of people thought visiting captains would just automatically opt to bowl here this year, but they had a look at the pitch this morning and it seems it's been a good batting track today for Middlesex.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a... the wickets, people keep saying the wickets are changing and I think they are. I think Vic's doing a fantastic job of trying, well, not necessarily for the bowlers, but certainly for the batters, giving them an opportunity to bat long innings, as we've seen with Keats last week and this week as well. I mean, they'll be kicking themselves a little bit that they didn't kick on and get that massive score, really.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, I suppose, in your favour, there's been three half-centurions. Nobody's gone on to get treble figures yet in their innings.
Mm. And that's, that's a massive positive from our side. I suppose we've bowled spells where we've looked as though we could take wickets. They'll be disappointed that they didn't have someone that's gone on and got, a big 100, as you say. But I thought, look, we stuck to our task. I mean, ideally, you maybe wouldn't want to go for 350, but we've took 7 wickets on what we feel is a pretty good wicket. Didn't have a great deal of pace and carry, but we just showed by, the way that Ben Stokes bowled that if you pull in the right area, put the ball in the right area, you will get the reward.
Nice to have Ben back in the team. He wasn't allowed to play in the last match, but he's back now and he can get everything out of his system, can't he? And back on that pitch where he wants to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's great to have around because he wants to bowl in the nets, he wants to practice, he wants to train, he wants to do basically everything. Sometimes you've got to actually, rein him in a little bit. But as I said, he's a fantastic performer and a great lad to have around your team. And I'm sure if Collie was doing this interview, to have somebody like Ben Stokes that you can throw the ball to and he knows he's going to run through brick walls for you, then that's great. And I think Colley's got a few of those lads in his team that are willing to do that, really.
Adam Voges went on to get 50 when he was on 9. From our view in the press room, it appeared that he'd edged Ryan Pringle the first slip, but he was given not out. What was the situation there?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that was given not out. I mean, we generally feel as though he hit it. Of course, he didn't walk, and you can't blame him for that, I suppose. And of course, at that period in the game, it would have been nice if he didn't get another 40 odd runs, but that's the game. The umpires make the decisions and he's a great umpire as well. You've got to remember he's one of the best in the world, so we feel as though we maybe could have got him out for cheaper, but as I said, that's the way it goes.